It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. I hope you are everything that you want to be. Happy Friday. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday. That means Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. And thank you to you, because if you're not here, there is no show. There is no Infinity Sports Network. So I appreciate you hanging out here on a Friday. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to the machine. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's Friday. You know what that means. Well, it's a Friday in October. We're trying to get a little bit closer to the World Series. We got a matchup to go to the championship round tonight. How about this? The Dodgers and the Padres. It's like a 12-round boxing match. The winner advances to the NLCS. Bob Costas is out. You don't have to listen to that guy anymore now that the Yankees have advanced past the Royals. They did that last night. And speaking of last night, we saw the 49ers get a victory over the Seattle Seahawks. And then we're getting all ready for the football that's taking place over the weekend. We got a lot of college football. We got the Sooners in Texas. We got Ohio State. We got Oregon. By the time you get to Sunday morning, we got more NFL action in London between the Jaguars and the Bears. We got a crap. Who decided this? I have no idea. This is a crap game. The Cincinnati Bengals and the New York Giants. Who decided to put that on primetime? Like, I know it's early in the season, but we can't flex that the hell up on out of here. Commanders and Ravens is bound to be a great game. We just got a lot to get into, okay? The Eagles, and this is just a lot. Eagles are taking on the Browns. What is that going to look like? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, it's simple here on this Friday. We got a phone number. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We also have a guest joining us next hour. Bobby Carpenter used to knock people silly for The Ohio State University. We'll talk to Bobby Carpenter not just about Ohio State versus Oregon, but all the other matchups that we have this upcoming weekend. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, how are you on this? Is it crisp? Is it a crisp Friday in New York?
It was. Yeah, I think the temperature early this morning started with a 4, so it's a little chilly. Got up to 70, which I hate. I don't know about you. I hate that about fall and spring, too. You have two seasons in one day. It's 50 degrees in the morning, 70 degrees in the afternoon. What am I wearing? I don't know. When I walk in, it's sunny. When I leave, it's cold. Like, it's a 20-degree drop. I hate the fact that you kind of have to play that game of how the hell do I dress.
Wow. Yeah, I get you. So, I have on a hoodie now because I carry it around for the afternoon. And I have on shorts because here in Atlanta, it's kind of every season, all day, every day. So, yeah, getting crisp out here as well. First day wearing a hoodie in a studio since, I don't know, earlier this year, whenever that would be. So, it just lets you know that fall is here. And, you know, we got all the baseball, fall classic, World Series. We got NFL action. And we got a lot. Oh, how about this? I see this news, Hickey. Anthony Richardson, what is he, broken for the weekend? What else is new? Oh, he's going to play. How about that?
I was going to say, broken for the weekend. He's back. Well, at least, hopefully.
Well, Jonathan Taylor's still broken, right?
He is, unfortunately.
Does Anthony Richardson try to play football to get hurt?
Some people may watch how he plays and think that. Where he, instead of doing the smart thing and just avoiding contact, maybe tries to throw himself in front of a car.
What's up with the medical staff with the Colts? Do they like, train the guys? Like, everybody's hurt. I'm looking at this on Sports, and everybody's hurt.
Everybody's hurt, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but Michael Pittman Jr. yesterday, he was supposed to be out for months, or excuse me, for weeks, and now literally like 24, 36 hours later, he could play on Sunday, so maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know. You know, maybe that's part of it.
They say it's his back, so backs are tricky. One day your back sucks, and the next day, I guess with a couple of shots, you're ready to go.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll talk more about the Colts maybe later on in the show. Speaking of injuries, last night I know a guy who didn't play. We haven't seen him play all a season long. His name is Christian McCaffrey. And the 49ers, at least to the not to the shock of me and probably most people, the 49ers beat the Seahawks 36-24. Both teams now have a record of 3-3. Because the 49ers beat the Seahawks, they're now at the top of the NFC West. And Brock Purdy went out there and threw three touchdowns against the opposition. Jordan Mason, running back, went down with an injury, shoulder strain, 73. Guarinata came through, the rookie running back out of Louisville. He had 99 yards. And the 49ers are where they belong, holding down the fort until Christian McCaffrey comes back. So what's the latest with Christian McCaffrey? And when the hell is he going to come back? Reportedly, he's looking at week 10 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You don't believe me? That's fine. Listen to Ian Rappaport tell you on the NFL Network.
He is still on injured reserve, still dealing with that Achilles tendonitis, more in one leg than the other. It was originally bilateral tendonitis. The fact that he has been running on grass, hard ground, over the course of the last couple weeks is a step in the right direction. That is a positive, but the schedule shapes up like this. Obviously, they got this game tonight, then they have week 7 against Kansas City, week 8 against Dallas, and then a bye. What makes the most sense and really what has been the target in the eyes of McCaffrey and the 49ers is get him back to practice at some point in that window, week 7 or 8, and potentially play after the bye would be excellent, excellent reality for the 49ers if they get their star back in that time frame.
Look, the NFC West is just, I want to call it crap. The Rams stink this year. The Cardinals are always up and down. The Seahawks, I saw Geno Smith throw an interception when I got home, when I left the studio, and I said, yeah, that's the Geno Smith I know, turning the football over. Like, this is the 49ers division to lose. And if you can't go out there and hold down the fort until Christian McCaffrey comes back, no, then you don't deserve to win anything. The 49ers are not just running around trying to win the NFC West. Damn it, they're trying to win a Super Bowl. They haven't gotten over the hump. They haven't gotten the job done. They haven't won, quote-unquote, the big one. They have all the weapons to go out there and do so. They just need Christian McCaffrey to show up healthy. I'm not saying I'm Christian McCaffrey, but when my body hurts, I show up to work. My body hurts right now, and I'm standing up here. 300-pound guys aren't trying to hit me. And I like to talk, so what's the problem? What's the big deal? I can show up and do my job. Congratulations to the 49ers. Let's keep things straight. If I'm looking for the most competitive football, I want to see the 49ers in the postseason. I don't want to see the Seahawks get in with a 34-year-old Geno Smith. Happy birthday yesterday, Geno Smith, by the way. And this is a team that's still trying to figure out how to run the football. Geno Smith talked to the media before, and he's just like, yeah, we need to run the ball. They only had 52 yards rushing. Up next for Seattle, the up-and-down, unpredictable Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to take the Falcons to beat the Seahawks. I think Kirk Cousins has found his groove after throwing for more than 500 yards in that last victory against Tampa Bay. And up next for the 49ers, damn it, it doesn't get better for them. They take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Hickey, the way the world works, the 49ers will beat the Chiefs. Because we know when it comes to a Super Bowl, they can't.
Oh, you went there. Boom, zinger.
No, I'm just saying. That's like the law of averages, right? When the game is the biggest and it's the Super Bowl, the Chiefs beat them or will beat them. And yeah, so why not? Why not hand the Chiefs? Why not let the 49ers hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season? That seems like a decent logic, right?
All right, lock it up. And then you predicting a rematch here, second time in a row?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. But if it was to happen... Oh, you're Chiefs taking the Chiefs. Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because, yeah, why not? Can you even call that an upset, right? No? 49ers beat the Chiefs? I guess money-wise you could, right?
Definitely next week money-wise for sure.
Yeah, the Chiefs will be favored. I'm going to go with the 49ers just because that seems like that's how the universe balances itself. You got a team like the 49ers who can win any time, win any game against anybody. But the big one, you always pick the Chiefs. So give the 49ers, you throw them a bone. Brock Purdy, 3 touchdowns. We know he's looking for that big money deal. probably going to get the same amount of money as Dak Prescott, $60 million per. Brock Purdy last night, he said, we are taking a step in the right direction.
There's always going to be stuff that you can clean up. And, you know, for us, our standard is high here. And so I think a lot of us would go to, all right, like we could have done this or that and be better here. But I think at the end of the day, man, it's a team sport. And so to go four quarters with all these different kinds of emotions and parts of the game and to be able to rally together and defense get a turnover and then us score a touchdown at the end. And it's just that's team football, man. And that's the sport that we play. So I feel like we did take a step in the right direction for sure. And we're always going to have stuff that we're going to be hard on ourselves and need to grow and get better at. But I really do think that we all as a team came together and found a way today really well.
You just need Christian McCaffrey. Come on. We don't need none of that other fluff and stuff. You just need Christian McCaffrey to come back with two healthy legs. That's it. A little bit of a vacation for McCaffrey. Good for him. Man plays hard. Not the biggest guy in the world, built like a truck and a tank. But obviously, as his dad told us, shout outs to Ed, he works out too much. Hickey, what does that mean? He's sitting down and having coronas on the. What is he doing now? He's not working out.
I hope not. I mean, I'm sure if you're the 49ers, I don't think you want your star running back who's not allowed to work out, drinking beers, having chips. You know,
Do you think over the last 2 months, Christian McCaffrey's had a beer?
I would say he did get married over the. Earlier in the summer. Probably say no.
No beer.
Do you think he's had a beer in the last 3 years?
Of course, yeah.
Really?
Of course, yeah. And watch me Google it. Christian McCaffrey doesn't drink alcohol at all. Even Tom Brady drank alcohol. What, avocado alcohol?
Oh, that's right. He was tuned up on that parade day. That's right.
Oh, man, he was drunk as bleep. That man could not walk straight. They had to carry him. Could you imagine if that was somebody else? I don't think that got enough attention as it should have. If that was LeBron James drunk, Hickey, he'd be getting killed every day. Every day.
Especially since he almost threw the trophy to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're right about that.
Yeah, could you imagine LeBron James drunk at a parade?
There'd be like some people calling like for him to be arrested, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It would have been over the top.
Nobody said, hey, let's lock up Tom Brady for public indecent. Nobody cared. Nobody gave a damn. It's like, oh, it's Tom Brady drunk. And Klay Thompson was drunk. He ran over a woman. Nobody cared. Hickey, remember that? When you see NBA players outside with normal human beings, it becomes dangerous, right? Like,
they are so much bigger.
It's like a 6'7" man runs by a 5'5" woman, knocks her over. It looks like a car running over a mouse. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, last night I was able to go home and check out the end of the game. I also saw the end of the New York Yankees. They advanced to the American League Championship Series, where they'll take on the winner between the Detroit Tigers and the Royals are eliminated. My bad, Cleveland Guardians. My bad. We'll see who the Yankees face. They eliminated the Royals. And Hickey, I've had this conversation with a lot of people about Mr. Bob Costas. Had the conversation yesterday. But when I got home, I actually had a chance to hear him. And I understand now what everyone has said. He sucks.
No sugarcoating it, huh?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, and I like Bob Costas. He sounds the same that he did in, you know, 1996 and 1997. But it sounds like they're putting a gun to his head to sit there and do the commentary. Like, there is no, there's no inflection in his voice. There's no rise. It's like sitting and listening to a librarian. Like, don't you want to sell the game to a younger audience? Yeah, well, then get Bob Costas out of there. I'm just saying, I like Bob Costas. But in this role, I don't. And I can understand everybody's frustrations with his lack of enthusiasm and his lack of excitement. It's just, he caught the ball. No, he didn't even say that. He's like, he caught the ball. No, he didn't. It's boring. A matter of fact, here's Bob Costas from 2 nights ago. People hated his guts. He said there was a line drive out, and he was wrong. This is on TBS.
Line drive, base hit to center field. It was smothered out there. I don't know if it was caught.
It was caught.
Oh, my gosh. What a play. It's a good thing that Witt saw it before I did. He slammed on the brakes and went back.
Bob Costas sounds like a robot. He sounds like AI doing play-by-play.
It might as well be.
Like he's never seen a baseball game in his life. He's like, oh no, it's not.
That was great. He's funny.
Intentionally? Not intentionally.
No, not intentionally.
What do you think he feels about all of this criticism? You know, he hears and sees it. He doesn't care. Too old, too much money.
Do you think, though, like, do you think he actually sees it? I could see him just not being checked out, but just being, like, off of social media and having just, like, no regard in the world for what people are saying. I could truly see him waking up this morning thinking, I did a great job, and most people liked
you,
it.
You don't think he has a friend to text him? Hey, Bob, man, they really killing you. And he goes, man, I don't care. Like, you don't think he has somebody that tells him?
If you were friends with Bob Costas, would you tell him that? Bob,
you don't think
they're saying you suck.
You don't think he has real friends?
I don't know.
Come on. Just to rip him and give him, you know, he's not even that old. He's 72 years old. Like, he uses a phone. Like, come on. He knows.
Wow, he's 72. He actually looks kind of younger than that.
Nah, he's been around a long time.
Yes, you're right.
Well, let's listen to him last night. Is there enthusiasm here? The Yankees beat the Royals. They advanced to the American League Championship Series. Aaron Judge was happy. He was fist pumping and whatnot. Let's hear Bob Costas from TBS.
In the air to center field, Judge has it lined up, and the Yankees are on their way to the LCS. The Royals gave them a good battle. All four games were close. But the Yankees, who didn't make the postseason last year, a rarity, now advance to the LCS.
It's too matter of fact. Like, if his name wasn't Bob Costas, he wouldn't have the job. Because nobody else could deliver that. They wouldn't let anybody else on the air who sounded like that. Nobody. Good for Bob Costas. And now everybody, you don't have to hear from him anymore. That was it. Last night was it. The New York Yankees will wait on the winner, as I said, tomorrow between the Tigers and the Guardians. That game is now taking place at 1 o'clock. It was scheduled for 8, but it looks like there's going to be some bad weather swinging through Cleveland, so they're going to play that game a little bit earlier. And then good for all the people in Ohio who are getting ready to see Ohio State versus Oregon. They don't have to have interference. They don't have to flip back and forth. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to the Yankees for winning last night. Congratulations to the 49ers. Hey, and I saw the New York Liberty, too. They choked against Minnesota. That was a good end to a WNBA game. WNBA Finals, a good first game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Here, we're just getting started. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the other college football game. This one is taking place at the Texas State Fair at the Cotton Bowl. We're going to talk about the Red River rivalry. We got the Sooners. We got the Longhorns. We're going to talk about it. Who's going to win? What is this matchup and game going to look like? We're just getting warmed up. It's so much more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, we talked about last night. The Yankees beating the Royals, advancing to the American League Championship Series. We talked about the 49ers getting a victory over the Seahawks. The 49ers bringing some balance into the NFC West with their now record of 3-3. Now they wait for the return of Christian McCaffrey. We talked about the departure of the famed Bob Costas. No, he's still here with us on Earth, but he's done. He's calling baseball games for TBS, hanging out with Ron Darling, and he called these baseball games like he was the your local librarian. Bob Costas brought all of the excitement of a librarian to a baseball game. Yeah, boring as hell. Maybe they should have liquored Bob Costas up and things would have been a little bit more interesting. And speaking of interesting, in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about a place where there's going to be a lot of liquor flowing. I know there's a lot of liquor flowing already down in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl and the Metroplex as we're getting ready for Texas to take on the Sooners. Those people are... Hickey, what time you think they started drinking? Yesterday?
Yesterday, and with an 11 a.m. local kick, probably will continue through the night. No stopping.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Red River rivalry. We'll get into that in a minute. 855-212-4227. Billy Ray is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Re Show. What's up, Billy Ray?
Everything good, my friend. How you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
So I got two questions to ask you. One is about baseball, the other about football. Baseball, right now I'm in Oceanside, right in between Petco Park and where they play up in Dodger Stadium.
Beautiful.
What do you think the impact going to be? Well, first of all, I want to say it's a real celebration. Don't you think it's just a real celebration of the diversity baseball's taking on when it's America's home, you know, it's America's game, and we got two Japanese starting pitchers on either side showing down tonight?
That's an evidence of diversity where? Of what?
Well, the fact that, you know, baseball used to just be an American game. Used to just be only people who were born in America played it.
Yeah, well,
now
yeah,
Puerto Rican, Dominican Republic. That's what I'm talking about.
Years,
diversity, JR, diversity.
100 years ago. I mean, Americans took baseball over to Japan. They've been playing a long time. I mean, these aren't the first Japanese dudes we'd had in the game. We've had people busting ass from Japan for a long time. It is.
I feel you.
I don't find it all that interesting.
Ain't nothing with it. What I'm coming at you with is this question. If we see the San Diego Padres win tonight, what do you think the impact is really going to be not having Joe Musgrove for the Padres moving forward? Does it just mean they done?
We won't see them next year as well. No, I mean, they have solid starting pitching. I mean, Dylan Cease got smacked around in the last game. But if you remember, Dylan Cease is one of the best pitchers in the American League when he was over with the White Sox. He wasn't too shabby this year as well. We've seen Michael King have a good solid year, his first full season as a starter coming over from the New York Yankees. You got Yu Darvish. We've seen what he does. I know he stunk more recently, but Yu Darvish can be a top-line starter here or there. And
my
so, yes,
favorite pitcher.
Well, we'll see what he does tomorrow. We're going to get more into this series later on in the show, especially as the game gets closer in about 90 minutes. But not having Joe Musgrove, yes, it does affect things, but he's gone. You won't see him now. You won't see him next year. It's going to be quite some time.
They should have replaced, by the way, Bob Costas with Rick Sutcliffe in the booth as somebody who was born and raised in Chicago. That would have been fun. I wanted to ask you also about the NFL.
Okay,
NFL coming up, why do we still see, even though it's about the money and the contract, I guess that's the only reason, but you got Osama bin Watson over there in Cleveland still starting. You got Watson still starting. That's what they've been calling it.
It's 200.
Calling him on Twitter.
Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't be. Do you use Twitter or X? You use it?
No, I actually don't. I'm not a social media guy. I heard it on another show.
Oh,
but anyway,
okay.
Why isn't Jameis Winston starting? They plan to win the game.
Well, because you said it when you asked the question. The guy, Deshaun Watson, is making $230 million. Let me say that again.
Guaranteed.
Well, it's the Browns. What do you expect from it? It's the Browns.
They had a glimpse of hope, JR, these last few years. People coming into the season didn't think it was going to be this bad.
With Baker Mayfield, okay? And then they decided to trade. Listen, this is all you need to know, okay? They traded for a guy who was facing almost 30 counts of sexual assault. They knew he was going to be suspended. They knew he had almost 30-plus allegations. And they decided to give him a fully guaranteed contract and trade away almost all of their first-round picks for the next forever. It's the Browns. Let them wallow in their own pain. That's it. I'm not going to say, hey, Billy, I'm too damn old to touch the stove, right, and get angry when it burns me. I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. The Browns are dumb.
I can't disagree with you there, my friend. Yeah, you have yourself a... Go ahead.
No, you as well. I was going to say you too. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game in 90 minutes, okay?
I appreciate you very much, man, what you do, what you stand for. Go for your dreams, JR.
Oh, thank you so much, Billy Ray, inspired by Hickey. What's the guy in Michigan? Go for your dreams.
Greg.
Oh,
he's going to call me up soon. He's going to be very disappointed.
That What, then I didn't remember his name?
Mr. Positive.
It was a joke. It was a joke, Greg. It's all jokes here. What do you want from me?
Well, I guess, no, sorry. You're Mr. Positive. He's the warrior. That's what it is.
Oh, I don't know. Hickey, my chest is hurting, by the way.
What?
Yeah, my chest is hurting.
Just having a heart attack?
No, I'm not having one of those.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm just giving you an FYI, okay? It's FYI.
Oh, jeez. All right.
It's FYI. So if there's silence here for a minute, I don't know. I'm trying to stretch. I don't know.
You work out chest today? You max out?
I think it's a bone in there, man.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
It's a bone. It got hit in my chest. It's a bone or something.
Damn. It's like an NFL player now.
Yeah, like I got hit in the chest. It doesn't feel good. Anyway, 855-212-4227. Thank you, Billy Ray, for telling everybody to go for their dreams. I want to encourage, there's a lot of people in Dallas, their chests are going to be hurting from overconsumption of alcohol. Because we are going to have the 120th meeting, 120 games between Texas and Oklahoma. And let me tell you something. People are up in arms about what this game is going to look like. Here, let me give you a quick education on Oklahoma's offense this season. In the SEC, congratulations. We now got Texas. We got Oklahoma. They're both in the SEC. Oklahoma's offense is last in total yards per game. Okay? Their passing offense is last. Their rushing yards per game, last. Third down completion percentage, last. Hickey, yards per play, SEC. Do you think Oklahoma is second to last or last?
I'm going to say last.
Yeah, Oklahoma, their offense is last. Correct. Hickey was correct. Yards per play. Less than 5 yards a play for the Oklahoma Sooners. You know, they got Michael Hawkins Jr. back there now at quarterback. He's the full-time guy. The guy just got out of high school. Congratulations. And they're going to take on Texas. Texas has championship aspirations. And Quinn Ewers is back after that oblique, the same injury currently affecting Derek Carr of the New Orleans Saints. Now, Texas has been steamrolling everybody. Come on now. Colorado State, Michigan, UTSA, that's where Quinn Ewers got hurt. Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State. Texas is just beating everybody. What makes me look at this game and think that we're going to have any different? Like, okay, the Sooners are ranked 18th in the AP. Texas is ranked number one. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at this and just go, well, Texas is going to whoop that ass because OU is going to try to figure out how to score against them. Here's the deal, though. Unfortunately, Texas has won once in their last six meetings. And the last time they did that was 2 years ago. They beat the Sooners 49-0. This is a great rivalry. But if Texas doesn't win, they're going to fall out of that number one spot. Their coach, Coach Sark, he said he's excited. This is one of the best rivalries in college football, and now it's in the SEC.
Anytime you have a rivalry game like this, Red River rivalry, in my opinion, you know, as you guys know how I feel about this game, it's one that's very special and one that we're humbled and honored to be part of the history of this game, and to think this is the 120th time Texas and OU have played is pretty fascinating, and to be part of it, like I said, is special.
Yeah, you got to keep those students in the hotel. Well, they're locked up. How you have a football game at the state fair? Whoa. Brett Venables, the Sooners head coach. He just said everything I just said about this Texas team, that they should beat them. He didn't say that. He just said they're real good.
No weaknesses on paper or on tape, you know, what you've seen. They're playing really, really well. So our guys are excited about the challenge. That being said, and you know, we're gonna need to play really well. Have an opportunity to win this game. That goes without saying. You're not going to luck up and win this game. You're going to have to go earn it.
Hickey, he had a drink before the press conference. I could hear it in his voice. Or maybe the night before, I could hear it in his voice.
Can you blame him? I mean, when he's watching the film and says that this team is flawless, may know what's in store for him about 24 hours or so from now.
I know Quinn Ewers is going to start. My favorite quarterback, I think, is going to get a chance. Mm-hmm. Let Arch Manning get some burn at the end of the game, Hickey.
Are you saying that because it's going to be a blowout, or because Quinn Ewers will not be able to stay healthy, and here comes Arch Manning for, what, the second time in three games?
I think the game won't be close.
Mm.
I think that you're going to want to pull Quinn Ewers coming off of that oblique, and I think it'll be Arch Manning time. Why not? What, put the cherry on top. I know typically you put a guy at the end of the game, whether it's a blowout or maybe it's out of hand and it's a human victory cigar. Yeah, Arch Manning is that with an upside. I want to see him out there. And, of course, the coaches have to throw niceties back and forth. Oh, the team is so good. The opposition is so good. Oh, my God, they're so good. Oh, they're so good. They don't believe this crap. Listen to Steve Sarkisian tell this lie. He's like, oh, my God, Oklahoma, so many challenges.
Our preparation is really critical this week as we get ready to play a very talented football team. You know, Coach Venable's done a really nice job. They play excellent defense. You know, they do a really good job of getting to the quarterback. They do a great job of creating turnovers. They found a niche now offensively with Hawkins at quarterback to create those explosive plays. And so poise a lot of issues that we have to prepare for.
Yeah, let's trust the freshman quarterback to help turn things around against the number one team in the country. Look, it's going to be one hell of an upset if the Sooners go out there and beat the Longhorns. I am not going to bet on it, okay? How about this? For all intent and purposes, the Sooners, they lost to Tennessee. But the Tennessee, the week right after, they lose to Arkansas. I'm just pick Texas. And if you're going out to the Cotton Bowl, if you're already at the Texas State Fair, just be responsible, okay? Don't overly indulge in the booze. Don't overly indulge in anything. They say too much of anything, even a good thing, can be a bad thing. Well, have fun out there in Dallas, Arlington, Cotton Bowl, the State Fair, the Metroplex. Have fun. It's JR Wisdom. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, let's stay in the great state of Texas on the other side of the break, because the Lions are going to show up and take on the Cowboys. The last time I saw the Lions take on the Cowboys, it looked like the Lions didn't know how to operate an offense at the end of a game. Thank you, Dan Campbell. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break and talk about the Lions and the Cowboys. We're going to get into some baseball. We're going to talk some more football. We're going to talk some more college. We're going to talk about it all.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We just talked about the Red River rivalry. We got the Sooners. We got the Longhorns. I'm going to go with the number one team in the country. Not the team in the SEC that is last in scoring and rushing and passing and yards per, all of that stuff. Unless the freshman quarterback is now all of a sudden going to change the world. It's not the only thing going on in Dallas. The Lions are back in town. And then you also got Ezekiel Elliott trying to figure out what the hell his role is. I'm like, bro, they paying you $3 million. This is like a bad reunion. It's like getting back with your ex just because you guys are familiar with each other. It's a bad idea. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Jimmy James is calling from Tuscaloosa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jimmy James?
Doing well. How we doing? Got big plans for the weekend? Just watching football?
I'm going to watch the football. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I got a question for you. You think this Texas team is better than the team that Vince Young brought to a national championship? Or do you think that this team is second to that team?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, what are we? We're five games in. I don't want to go about making that. I got stories about Vince Young, by the way. I can't tell them on the air. I'm not prepared to say that, especially when you have Vince Young, who played all the way through that year, and then you have a Quinn Ewers who can't stay healthy without breaking a pinky nail. So I'm not prepared to say that, no.
Are you prepared to say what topics those stories about Vince cover?
It involves me and him being out late at night in Austin, Texas, okay?
JR, you're so cool, man. I love you, man. I appreciate you.
I can't give you any more details. Let's just say Vince Young knows what goes on outside. I had to ask him for advice, okay?
Does JR know what goes on outside?
In what city is it?
Houston, Texas.
In until 5 a.m. Yes, I've had my experiences. Yes, Jimmy. Yes.
Well, come on down and visit.
Oh, you're in Houston or are you in Tuscaloosa?
No, I go back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, listen, I think I need to stay out of Houston. A bad idea for me, all right? I'm in Atlanta. It's bad
enough.
All
right, I get that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Did you have anything else you wanted to share, Jimmy?
No, that was it. I just wanted to ask what your opinion was between one team and another. That's all.
Let Quinn Ewers be healthy for a change, okay? Let's see that first.
Fair enough. Fair statement, JR, as you are always a very fair man.
Enjoy
your sport this weekend.
You as well, Jimmy. You take it easy, man. Be safe out there.
Take care.
You
Bye-bye.
As well. No doubt about it. Yeah, Hickey, how can I say this Texas team is better and they don't even have – like, I don't trust Quinn Ewers for nothing. Like, number one pick this, Heisman this. Like, stay healthy. He can't even do that.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Playing a full season is already out the window, clearly. But stay healthy the rest of the year. Play well in the big moments. And to your point, like, even with how – even let's just say they were the most dominant team in the country, which – I don't know so far. I mean, again, they've not really played anyone tough, right. So this is the first test. But even if they were, let's say, so far the most dominant team to this point, that Vince Young team is remembered because they won the national title. No one's going to remember how dominant you were in the regular season if we're talking about a Texas, you know, losing a first-round playoff game or a Final Four playoff game and not getting the job done. We got a long, long, long way to go before we even start thinking about comparisons to other great Texas teams.
Yeah, what did you do at the end? That's it. If this Texas team doesn't win a damn thing, if Ohio State beats them, you know, like people are going to go, yeah, so what? Like, there's no comparison. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, let's get back. You know, he said he's in Houston. Forget Houston for a minute. Let's get back to Dallas. Because the Dallas Cowboys are getting ready to host the Lions. The last time we saw this was right before the season ended last year. We had ineligible offensive linemen and what have you. And so tomorrow's game or Sunday's game is going to be interesting because the Lions are 3-1. The Cowboys are 3-2. Dallas Cowboys just beat the Steelers on that Sunday night football game that went on forever. It started late. And even coming off of a loss, Ezekiel Elliott is concerned about who he is and how many carries he is getting. Welcome to the world of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott, nobody told him that he's kind of washed up. He said he's confused on his usage. Take a listen to this.
One of the things you've always been exceptional at in your career is scoring in short yardage situations. How surprised were you weren't in there in those situations the last few weeks?
No, I want to be in there. I don't know.
Have you asked for a more defined role?
I've talked a little bit, but just kind of, letting it play itself out.
The Dallas Cowboys are 31st in rushing in the entire NFL. They are 31st. Ezekiel Elliott, this man's his touches have been limited. And by the way, he has 98 yards on 30 carries with one touchdown. He's averaging 3.3 yards a rush. Maybe there's a reason Dowdle is getting more of the touches and not Ezekiel Elliott. Everybody's favorite uncle, whatever the hell he is. Jerry Jones had some words about this. He says, nah, shucks, we're just trying to save him for later. Listen to what he told the fan in Dallas.
That's an exaggeration. Dumbfounded is an exaggeration. It mischaracterizes. It's a bad description of how he feels about things. He's very much aware of the part of the running game that he's involved with. But more importantly is, and I can't emphasize this enough, we're saving him. And we should be. And we want him for Rico is an outstanding running back. Outstanding running back. He's always had the challenge, mainly, I guess, because of his size of doing the blocking, protecting the quarterback. But his big problem has been what? He's had troubles with injury over his career. And so it'd be madness to just rely on him for the duration of the season and into the playoffs we've got. Zeke will is there. He will be there because we want to protect him during this particular time as much as anything.
He's washed up. Come on, what are we doing here? Ezekiel Elliott doesn't know what his role is with the Dallas Cowboys. What are we doing? He's confused. Oh, Dallas Cowboys, even coming off of a victory against the Steelers. Even coming off of a victory, they got to be lost. This stinks. I got the Lions beating them. The Lions got the third best offense in the NFL. I don't know if the Dallas Cowboys can keep up with no running game. Unless all of a sudden Ezekiel Elliott is going to get the ball instead of Daddle and he's just going to run wild. I doubt it. I know the Dallas Cowboys are used to winning at home until more recently. And I just think the Dallas Cowboys, hey, the Lions got your number. Unless there's a dumb mistake at the end of the game. I got the Lions going 4-1 and beating the Dallas Cowboys this upcoming Sunday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. That's going to be an interesting game. I'm going to tell you about a good game on Sunday and then a bad one. You should avoid it. I got you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.